Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your furnished couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, March 12th, 2012.
And this is episode 51. It's a prime number, what?
You like the prime number episodes. They're probably pretty special to you, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, I was thinking today when I was trying to look up, see where, if we had any five-star ratings or any people complaining about our podcast on iTunes. And then I realized that... So if people go out to iTunes and they're going to search for us, to make it a little easier, you don't have to do an @Valentine. Probably want to either search for Valentine or search for Valentine space cast.
Why? What happens when they do @Valentine?
Well, it doesn't show up like it used to because when we rebranded ourselves a little bit.
Oh, changed things. So you can't find it by @Valentine anymore.
Let me double check.
I bet you can't.
Let me see if I do. If I go into podcast here, podcast directories, and if I go up here in iTunes and I search, what's going on, Mr. iTunes? All right, and if I search for @Valentine in the iTunes store, and if I click podcast over here, so let's click podcast. Oh, yeah, we show up. So it's on the second row. It used to be like the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to go click on the podcast stuff, but it's all good. It's Valentine Cast, Renee and Jay. I think you can even search for Renee and Jay. Renee and Jay Valentine. So if you search for Renee and Jay Valentine in podcast, you'll see our podcast.
That's cool.
So you'll even see the episodes that we've been on, like on East Screen, West Screen.
Oh, really?
With Paul and... Yeah, relative dimensions. So, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Anyway, I just wanted to just let folks know, you know, maybe there's someone that may want to subscribe or trying to find us out there. But yeah, this is March 12th, 2012. And this is like 12-12. 3-12-12.
It is 3-12-12.
Yeah. So, we are doing our first video cast here in the Valentine Production Studios. You like that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that, I guess.
Yeah, no, we're sitting here in our new studio /office.
Yeah, which I love, and I can see him now. I can look him in his eye. When I'm rolling my eyes, he can see me.
Well, I probably won't because I'll be looking over this way, but if I look over here at you, so if I look over at you, I'm talking away from the mic, but I have to move my head like this right here, or I'll be like this right here, you know, far away, and everybody be like, "Oh, Jay, you're too far away from the mic. I can't hear you. Talking to the mic, fool." So, speaking of talking, if you didn't listen to the rest of the episode all the way to the end, you missed one of the best sound clips that we have had in our show. And this is what you probably missed in the song.
"You can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now."
Yeah, so that was
all him.
Yeah, that was after the show when we had Strumpet on, and at the end of the show, her son, you know, she was just letting her son know that he could talk, and you know, I took it upon myself that, you know, she was the queen of the house, and she's like, "You could talk, son. You could talk. You may speak now." And she told me that she didn't want to.
Oh, okay, so I won't touch it.
She said she wasn't going to touch it. So, but.
Oh my God, that was fun.
Yeah, that was one.
It was good.
That was one. One, you know, right there with on the par with having a lot you on the show of having a lot of fun on the show.
Yeah.
And I got to go back and get the clip from where he said "toxin my ass," you know.
Oh, yeah.
So but
"toxins my ass," that was great.
"Toxins my ass." But
she was like, "Oh, please."
I know, that was so great. That was another good discussion, you know, marking the book. So can't wait to have her back on. And I mean, with that, I mean, we kind of started thinking, you know, I think we're going to start having more guests on the show, you know. So we're going to start reaching out to folks and having them on the show. And if you'd like to be on the show, just feel free to reach out to us. And we just ask that you, you know, be ready. You know,
yeah,
and we can't guarantee that we have everybody on, so yeah. I mean, it's just
we're gonna get as many as we can on, and there's some days we won't have anybody on,
right?
Yeah, so
right,
we're gonna roll with the flow,
right?
On that one,
right? So, we're gonna go ahead and hop into the weekend wrap up because I know my dad's probably gonna call me back here soon. He's having some computer issues, and
because Jay's the automatic tech support for everyone, and it's free ice cream scoop night at Homemade Pie Kitchen, so we can't spend too much time on the podcast.
Right, so it won't be a short show, but it'll probably be late getting up on the internets, but it'll definitely be up there. So let's go ahead and jump into the weekend wrap up. So, babe. Yeah.
You can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now.
You may speak now for the weekend.
So, for this weekend, my family, we always celebrate birthdays by going out to eat. Usually, whichever weekend is closest to the birthday. But
right.
My sister was in town this weekend.
Yeah.
Wait, so point number two of the weekend wrap up. So, okay, well, all right. So,
we had the last minute birthday
last
party.
Last minute birthday dinner. My mom does this. Jay is a little unnerved by it, but we're used to it.
She is the master of getting it together at the last minute. Hey, but I have to say, when she does it, it's done well.
Yeah, like, and mom will organize everybody the last minute. It's like you have to be ready to go at a moment's notice because you know mom's going to call.
And the family will respond.
Yep, we will all. Hey, that's what a good family does.
I feel like we're on the first respondents team or something like that in the emergency.
So we rallied together and we went out to eat at Chicago, old Chicago,
right?
And everybody had
to Chicago to go eat.
It was fun. It was really fun. The UK game was playing in the background.
And y'all know the UK fans be up in old Chicago, you know, cheering the boys on during the SEC championship, but y'all egging them on. Wanting to lose. I was waiting for somebody to come
I
over.
I was like cheering when Florida made a basket.
And I think that's why our waiter, he must have been watching the game or something.
Maybe.
Because I don't know what's going on with the wait staff on this end of town lately. They just been kind of crappy a little bit. And it's kind of, you know, getting on my nerves a whole lot.
Yep. So we had old Chicago. It was good. It was fun. And my sister was in town. I loved having her here, having all the sisters in one place. It was awesome. We all got to talk and to chill out. And Deidre and Kim were over here late watching the UofL game.
Right, and we got the host at the house. It was really nice.
Yeah, like Sunday we had a cookout and everybody came over. Everybody brought a dish.
And we also hosted the after birthday party pie eating contest.
Yep. No, it's not a pie. Don't listen to him.
The Crockers have a pie eating contest after every birthday celebration.
No, we don't. Don't tell
people
that.
Did we have pie?
But it wasn't a contest.
Okay.
I know that they wasted my milk that I gave them.
Kimberly, Danielle, and Deidre wasted your milk.
They just didn't finish it and had to pour it down the sink. I was so sad. I love milk and they wasted it. But anyway. And then I had to go out and buy more the next day.
Well, you had to go out and buy more anyway because she would have drunk all of it.
Yeah, so we hosted a grill out. Jay had some meat we'll talk about later, but he had some prime cuts of meat. And what did Dad say about the gas grill? Did he say it was nice?
Yeah, he said it was nice, but, I think he still prefers the charcoal, which I understand. You know, I mean, personally, if I wanted to do more work, I would do charcoal. But there are easier ways to getting meat cooked that will have the similar taste that,
yep.
You know, for the convenience, I would sacrifice, you know.
Yeah.
I would sacrifice that.
I agree.
You know, and, you know, I get to spend more time with you, too. So, I mean, it works out great for everyone in the end in our household.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed it.
It was fun.
We also got our furniture on on Saturday.
Loved it.
Which was early, way earlier than what, you know, we expected, you know, and it was good to have that in. And that was one of the main reasons why we, you know, kind of went ahead and hosted a little bit. But, you know, we got to get ready for the housewarming party and whatnot. And
yeah, it's going to be a lot of planning to do that. I think it's going to be more planning than you think to do the party.
Yeah, especially if, never mind.
So, yeah, awesome. So, yeah.
Technology.
We quit here flying to technology because I know Renee was getting ready to.
I was going to fly across the table and just.
I know, and it'd been all on camera. Y'all just saw a fist coming this way. You know, well, coming from my right. You know, for those that may not have be looking at it visually, isn't that kind of redundant?
Very redundant.
Looking at it visually.
How else are you gonna look at it?
Well, this past week on Wednesday, Apple made an announcement: the new iPad.
Which everybody knew was coming.
iPad, not the iPad 3.
The new iPad.
It is the new bold iPad.
They renamed, for some reason, they're not calling it the iPad 3. I think they just want to say the iPad. Right. The current version is the iPad, whatever it may be.
So they'll say like third generation. So they're kind of going back to what they call the iPods. You know, you can't go and say, can I get an iPod 10? You know, you usually go in and say, can I get, you know, an iPod current generation or sixth generation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. I feel people all the time. And I feel sorry for all those people that will be going out wanting the iPad 3. You know, it'd kind of be like people when Spider-Man died, you know, and people were going out asking for the Barack Obama edition of, well, no, when Barack Obama was in Spider-Man. And people were going out asking for the Barack Obama edition of Spider-Man. But Dan was a great guy at the comic book store and knew exactly what the people were asking
for. That was
nice
for him.
You know, he didn't, like, look at them funny and was like, no, you're actually looking for Spider-Man, blah, 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 blah. So, the confusion name is one of the things with the new iPad. They kept the price points the same, whereas $499 at the least and at the high point is $829 or $879.
$829, I think.
Something like that for the 64 gig Wi-Fi. I mean, 3G. And then the iPad 2, the price dropped for that, which is down to $399 for the lowest one. So it's $100 cheaper. And one of the things they changed two things. Well, there's a few things they changed also. The new iPad has a better camera. It does 1080p video. It has the Retina display on the screen. And, I mean, and it has the A5X chip instead of just the A5 chip.
Okay, of course I want one. Jay had this conversation. Yeah, I want one. Do I want it enough to spend $500? No. So I will not be getting the new iPad.
Right, right.
I won't even get the iPad 2. I don't want it enough to spend all that much money.
Well, and we even have a, you know, coworker that's willing to sell us his iPad 2 for even lower price, and that was still too much above what you wanted to pay, you know. And then they also announced the new Apple TV. The only thing with the new Apple TV is 1080p instead of 720p. You get 1080p capabilities, and it also has a new chip to support that. The Apple TV 2, which is current, the one previous to this one did 720p. But you still get the same UI as the 1080p, the new Apple TV. So I updated our Apple TV to the new UI. And, I mean, it's running fine.
Yeah.
I don't need 1080p, but I am going to pick up another coworker's Apple TV. She upgraded to the 1080p one. So I'm going to pick up her 720p, you know, and use her at the house. So, I mean, for half the price, less than half the price.
That's good.
You know, so.
I mean, and I like Apple TV, so.
Right, right. And it works out well because in the house now, you know, we can't just turn iTunes on in the office or in the bedroom and you can hear it everywhere. we kind of have to have a way to stream.
It's a bigger house, so we can't just really do that.
Right,
so.
Right. And you want to tell people about the other purchase? You know, they're probably looking at the video and is like, why is Jay always looking over to the right? You know, the people in the video.
Trying to...
Because I'm looking at my other monitor.
Oh, okay. Maybe you should change.
Well, I have the podcast stuff to my right. I have my show notes to the left. And my camera's to the left, so...
And this right and left thing, we both got a new monitor. So now we both have dual monitors.
Right.
Our new monitor is a Gateway 23-inch HD LCD LED monitor.
Right. So basically, Best Buy was having a sale. I just happened to look, and they had these award-winning monitors, 23-inch monitors for sale. For $100 cheaper than what they originally were. And I was talking to Wayne a little bit today, one of my coworkers and friend.
Oh, hi, Wayne.
What's up, Wayne? Yeah, I cook tonight too, Wayne. What? Yeah, I cook up in here. Anyway, inside joke. I'll talk about it later.
That's awesome.
He was talking about Gateway, apparently. Got bought out by Acer or something like that. So they're probably selling off this brand name, So that's probably why we got it for, $100 cheaper. Because I did check today and they were all sold out online. And there were a couple of stores from what I saw. I think the closest one was Florence, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
What's the tag for Florence?
Florence, y'all,
Kentucky. but yeah. That's the most stopping grounds for you, right, babe?
Yeah, I was there often. I went to college in that area, was often in Florence. I worked in Florence at two different places, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So, Florence, y'all. Florence Mall was there a lot, so.
Right, so, if you're up in Florence, Kentucky, and you hear this podcast in the next, few days, you may want to check Best Buy to get that. One of those monitors is a great deal for $129. So, the model number is good. The FHD2303L, and they won some awards last year, and we're quite happy with these monitors. But that's it for tech. We're going to jump on into some media.
Media.
Are you getting ready to throw something at me?
No, I'm just not prepared.
Oh, it's all good. So, we did not do, last week we did not do, Movies by Chance.
Basically, we failed.
We failed. We watched one last night because, we were, having company and whatnot. So we watched Woman Without Loose last night. And we didn't get a chance to watch Choose, so we're going to hold Choose for next week. And are we rolling for another?
Yeah, we're rolling for another.
Okay, so we're rolling for another. So we watched Woman Without Loose. It's a film based off a book that T.D. Jakes wrote. It's an inspirational book by Bishop T.D. Jakes. This was back in the, a few years back when, his book was really huge. And a lot of people were, reading his book and talking about some of the issues of, people growing up in different, in an environment that was not great for kids, where it was the unsung voices of people that were, sexually abused at a young age, and mostly women. And a lot in the culture, a lot of the older people would kind of say, well, if it doesn't, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger, and you just move on. And his book brought light to that and was telling people it's not okay just to say, just move on. Right. We need to deal with the issue. So what were your thoughts about the movie?
It was okay. It wasn't bad. It didn't push. Yes, there was religion in the story, but story wasn't about religion so much as, dealing with your personal demons.
Right.
And how you deal with things. So it wasn't bad. I didn't like the ending.
Right. And it's sort of a realistic ending, I guess.
You can kind of say. I don't like realistic endings in my movies. Right. I have real life for my realistic endings. I don't need them in my movies.
Right. And it, you know, it kind of does hit you and say, you know, the unsung voices that are out there, and it's not okay. You know, if, even if you can make it or you make it through it, sometimes it still needs to be brought to light, you know, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So this week we have the psycho thriller Choose that we'll be watching, and then Renee's going to roll for one more to add to the list.
I am. So we're going to add. So Choose is going to get watched.
Right. And I took one more dot loose off.
It's odd, so that means it's a zero.
All right.
96.
I'm telling you, man, 96 is hot.
We get that a lot. There has to be something math related behind that. People who do math, let us know. Why do we keep getting 96?
Long life, happiness, and prosperity. Determined to improve the romantic prospect of her single mother, a quirky but well-meaning 12-year-old resorts to Taoist magic to do the trick.
Taoist magic to get her mom to find a boyfriend?
Yep. It's Sandra Oh is in there.
Oh, I like Sandra Oh.
And it is a comedy.
Sandra Oh, she was in Rabbit Hole, which
Oh!
Oh!
But yeah, I just wanted to let you know I won't.
Okay, so I won't touch it.
And All right, and another thing that we watched this weekend, we watched a documentary called Being Elmo.
That was so good. My family was over at my house. We were waiting on everybody else to get there, and we were just kind of going through, showing them the Apple TV. We went to Netflix. I like Sesame Street. So when I saw Being Elmo, that piqued my interest, and
yeah, and I had already seen Kevin Clash, puppeteer for Elmo.
I knew that the puppeteer for Elmo was a black dude, but I just didn't know his story. And
oh yeah,
I had no idea about his story. His story was amazing.
Yeah, and I had seen him on a couple of interviews before, and seeing the documentary that I didn't know about, and seeing that, you know, I was driven to watch it.
It was so good, and the end might have you shedding a few tears even. It's really good. It's really, really good. I just, anybody who has a passion for something,
right,
can really appreciate,
right,
that.
I think. I mean, it's one of those movies where I can go, it's like I want to watch it again.
Yeah, I can watch it again. And I don't usually watch things over again.
I want to buy it, actually, is what I want to do.
You probably could.
And I probably will. But, I mean, it's just a great, you know, another great true life story of a guy, you know, following his dreams of wanting to be a puppeteer.
Yeah, and it's like, this is the kind of story you, like, don't even think happens in real life. But it really does. He's just driven. He was driven and he pushed himself, you know?
Yeah, and even to the point where it even brought light to his work schedule interfering with his marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then also interfering with, you know, his relationship with his daughter. And then his daughter, you know, said something that kind of hit home for him. And, I mean, it was just a really good, and it was, you know, it had some of that realistic, you know, elements there.
Right.
So if you have Netflix, I mean, we just asked you, you know, before you go watch Jersey Shore or Luther, go ahead and check out Being Elmo. It's a great show. It's a great documentary. Then we give it 10 thumbs up if we could. And something that
20 thumbs up.
20 thumbs up. And another thing that we did this week was we played a beta for a game called Terra.
Yep. Okay. This game is ridiculously beautiful. Like, amazingly beautiful. It was the Final Fantasy of, you know, 8 years ago.
Right.
The Final Fantasy Online 11 now. But it's, so imagine, like, those graphics pumped up to, like, 30 or something. It's crazy how gorgeous this game is. And there are other aspects that are not the same as the ones that are out there now. Like, the combat system is a little different. Yes, you use your, like, you can map your your keys to anywhere. Like, initially, you do your attacks with your right and left mouse button.
Right.
But you can map those to 1 through 6.
Right.
So, you don't have to do that. But, do you think it's something you would get?
At first, I was like, yeah. But then I was like, you know, it may be one, it may be another, you know, I guess it's not in the show notes, so we can bring it up here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it going to be another Star Wars? Is it going to be another Rift? Because, you know, after Rift came out in January, we had canceled by March or April.
Right.
And with Star Wars, it came out in December, and we canceled already.
Yeah,
so
yeah. So doesn't seem like we left more than 3 months on these games.
Right. So we have seven more days of, we have a week of Star Wars left.
And I'm not even looking to log in, probably.
And the funny part was, it would have been shorter than that had we been, you know, if we, you know, weren't busy in February.
Because probably would have canceled earlier than that, yeah.
Because actually when we had thought about it, we had got charged that morning. So,
I don't know. It's pretty, but I know it'll happen. I'm not going to just buy something just because it's beautiful.
It's like, I would rather wait for Guild Wars, too.
Yeah, I'll probably wait for Guild Wars, too. But the funny thing is, we still love WoW. We, even if we don't play WoW, we're going to continue to sub.
Yeah, we still sub to WoW. I mean, because, I mean, it's our, I told Renee today, it's our geek tie to to Blizzard, the gaming gods.
If I do any tie, it'll be to Blizzard, apparently, because I love it. So
yeah, I mean,
WoW's not going anywhere for me.
Right. So. And it's funny because, you know, Alicia had sent us a comeback to WoW resurrection scroll.
Yeah, thanks for my resurrection scroll, but we haven't ever unsubbed, so
yeah,
I can't
we never unsubbed.
It.
We got the year, and even though we know we can get out of the year, we haven't even.
People are mad.
Haven't even thought about it.
People are mad.
Why are they mad?
They're mad because they've been faithful subscribers.
Oh yeah, you listen to Gaming at still... the you listen to Gaming at the Dark today,
no,
didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh yeah.
I just see people like, I can't get all that, and everybody's begging for people who need a resurrection scroll so they can get the Griffin and all this stuff.
Right. So I was listening to Gaming at the Dark podcast and Shaky was on fire today, man. He was like, you get, because he has a point. I mean, you get the free transfer for one character. That's $25. You get Cataclysm automatically free. That's $25. Let's just say it's $25.
You get to get up to level 80. And not only are you saving money, they're saving you time.
Right. So they get like $75 plus of services and gifts for coming back. And we like, don't, you, it's yeah. just like, screw you, Renee. Screw you, Jay. Screw you, Shaky.
You should have canceled.
You should have canceled and brought your asses back.
But I'm not too mad about it.
They could do, they could be like us, and where we had other accounts, we could
do the other accounts.
We could resurrect each other, pay for a month, and get all that free. You know,
we could,
but
we're not.
I'm not. No, I'm just not, man. They, look, y'all are getting a year of WoW from me, and I haven't played since December.
True.
December.
I played a little bit, so.
Yeah, we did play a little bit. And we bought that damn dragon mount, too, so. And we don't even play.
I love my dragon mount, though.
And no, it's freaking awesome. You know, but it was like, maybe we should buy it because maybe they'll run out.
They'll never run out.
I have to tell you a story. So, I had gotten off work early, and I had logged into WoW, and I'm in WoW, and I know Wayne's in training, my coworker Wayne, and I'm like, he's in training, and I look on my battle.net, and I'm like, why is Wayne logged in?
That was funny.
And I was like, man, because I logged out, and I came back, and I was going to log in, I was going to be like, why is your B, you know, ass on WoW, you know, like you're supposed to be working?
That's funny.
And I stopped. I stopped
I'm
for
glad
a minute.
You stopped.
And I was like, let me think about this for a minute. That's probably his son. And so
that's like, so funny.
So the next day I went and talked to Wayne. I said, dude, I have to tell you what happened. I saw you logged in yesterday and I almost went off on you talking about, what are you doing? Give me a hard time. And I was like, what the F are you doing? And he was like, that was my son playing. I was like, dude, I thought about that. I said, I was so close. And I was waiting for your son to be like, what? Who is this talking to me like this?
So, like, Dad, scary man's talking to me.
This scary Jerry Valentine's talking to me, and I reported him. And next thing I know, I get an email from Blitz talking about you banned for harassment or something.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah. Yep. So, all right, baby. We're going to make you a special section called The Bookworm Club.
The Bookworm.
All right, go ahead. Take it, babe.
Finished Way of Kings by Brandon Sanderson. It was good. I went to go download the second one, and I was like, oh, the second one's not out yet. I was so pissed.
You're reading them fast, and they can write them, babe.
Well, he wrote that one in August of 2010. You would think the next one would be out by now. 2012. Come on, Brandon Sanderson.
You read a book in a day.
I do not.
You read a book in 2 days.
Yes. Well, the second book that I read. Okay, so the book by Brandon Sanderson was good. I do admit that. It was good. It was compelling. Things were a little different. It was good. And then I started on the second book of Hunger Games called Chasing Fire. That was really good. I read in 2 days. Couldn't put it down. Loved it, loved it, loved it.
The one that we started together, and then I fell off the wagon.
Yep, and if you fall off the wagon, I'm not going to fall off with you. And then...
you didn't even ask me. It's all good, though.
Would you have read if I had asked you?
Probably.
Jay.
What?
Really?
Probably, but it's all good. I'm saying, I don't want to hold you back. I don't want to be a detriment. You know, I really hate that our dogs get up under, the one dog. The one that gets up under my...
Why? He's showing you he loves
you. Well, I have power strips down there.
Oh, wouldn't it be great? Click up.
Yeah, I mean, he does that, and then...
See, mine is hidden behind my computer, so you can't
we talked about this, so...
So, finish Hunger Games, so you can get him out from behind your desk while I talk about it. So, finish Hunger Games, and then I started on the third book of Hunger Games, called Mockingjay, and I'm loving it, and I'm glancing at my Kindle, thinking, I could be reading right now. When I'm doing the podcast.
Yeah, I know you just wanting me to talk to my dad a little bit longer.
No, it's fine. So I will finish probably the third book tomorrow and then start something new.
Then I'm going to ask you what happened.
What?
I'm going to ask you what happened on
I'm not going to tell you. Okay. You have to read it yourself.
Maybe I can do it over dinner or something like that.
The fridge is not prepared.
I have the lamest segues ever. So, this past week, we've been cooking up something. Can you smell? La, 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 la. What the Valentines are cooking.
So, I made something new. I made a Mexican casserole. Now, this was something I got from, like, the base of the recipe. I got it from recipes.com or whatever.
Right.
But I adapted it so much that I'm calling it mine now.
Yeah, you should. Now you got to rewrite up those recipes.
I did. I have to rewrite up the second one I did. So, first one was a Mexican casserole. It's yummy.
Oh, yeah.
It has mushrooms, sour cream, taco seasoning, chicken, rice, black beans, cumin. Because I love cumin salsa. It's super easy. It takes 15 minutes to put together.
And if you wanted the twins, no cheese.
No cheese. I had Kimberly over for dinner, and I made hers with no cheese. I was appalled that I had to do that. But, no cheese. So I called it Mexican casserole, which is probably Mexican chicken casserole. I could probably think of a better name than that. Can you think of a better name?
No, it's not my dish to name.
Whatever, Jay.
You're on your own.
And then
Renee also made a recipe that she talked about on the podcast last week when we had Strumpet on. She made Strumpet's pasta salad.
I did. Strumpet made this pasta salad, And she gave me the recipe, and it was really good. So I made a few additions, not any changes. The only changes I made, I added a sauteed mushroom and pepper. Mm-hmm. And did I add anything else?
That was a good decision on the mushrooms and the peppers.
Yeah, that.
Right. And so we had that. And, you know, I was kind of a little worried at first about having a hot salad or, you know, because it had the meat with it that was a little hot, you know, and it warmed the salad up. You know, I was thinking about what would it do to the salad, but it turned out very, very, very yummy.
Yeah,
it
was awesome. And, so, Strumpet, thank you. It was amazing.
It was. It definitely was. And
I don't think I added anything else but the pepper. See, now I wish I'd written it down. I think I just added pepper.
Yeah, you added pepper and mushrooms.
I think that's it.
And then, and didn't you do feta cheese?
Yes, I added feta cheese. Whew,
and you added feta cheese. And
I love feta.
So Saturday morning when we woke up, I knew the furniture was coming, so I decided to cook some omelets for Renee and I. I used the leftover peppers and mushrooms and, you know, green onions and feta. Feta that we had, and I made omelets for both of us. Had our last meal on the dining room table.
The Formica.
Formica.
Are you going to give me crap every
time? Well, we have a fancier table now, so they replaced the Formica one. And I'm going to go through and just start getting all those. Because it's not often you mispronounce something, babe.
Yeah, so you just want to make fun of me when you can.
Well, you just do it when I'm making a mistake. So. So I made breakfast, we got the furniture, and then once the furniture got in, we took a trip to Mike's Best Meat Market. It's a butcher shop here in Louisville. I had a Groupon for it. I got $30 of meat for $15.
Oh, Jay's been waiting to use this. We've gone like two times, and he's been scouting around.
Right, two times including this last time.
Right.
And so I went in, I got bangers for bangers and mash that we'll talk about. I got some two and a half alarm chorizo for Sunday because I made chorizo and eggs on Sunday, and then I got red beans and rice soup frozen in the bag, and I got chicken gumbo frozen in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you cook those is you boil some water and then you put these bags in there for 20 minutes and.
That red beans and rice was amazing.
It was very good.
Like the best thing in there. I was like, oh, it's like, I'm gonna go back.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back and get a few of those, or find out how they made it. You know, if possible. But I mean, got that, and then I got 4-inch thick pork steaks with the bone in, and so, we took care of, you know, went there and did that, and you know, we had the steaks yesterday, on Sunday, and then Saturday night after the birthday party is when we had the red beans and rice and the chicken gumbo, and it was just amazing.
Yeah, I'd get the chicken gumbo again.
And then today, I made bangers and mash. So I made, you know, the Italian sauce, not mean the English sausage with mashed potatoes. We had some leftover baked beans, green beans, and macaroni and cheese, and I sauteed some onions and green peppers.
I love onions and peppers, so.
And it was really good.
That was my thing. It was good.
So that was a really good quick meal, you know, and I mean, it was filling and everything. So that might be something, you know, that we'll keep doing, you know,
because
I don't want you to feel like I don't cook, you know.
You do cook.
Oh, what?
You cook.
Oh, you heard that, didn't you, Wayne?
I just cook more.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yes, you do cook.
So Wayne and I were joking at work. I told my cook.
He didn't believe it?
Nah, he's giving
me a cook. If I ask you, you'll definitely cook.
We give each other a hard time.
Does Wayne cook?
Yeah, but he don't take pictures because he's supposed to cook something that we want to have on a podcast. He's supposed to take pictures while he's cooking. But
Yeah, he was supposed to do that one, and he never did it.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to do it. Wayne, get to it. Calling you out here on a podcast. Yeah. So what you going to do about that? Oh, I really enjoy doing the podcast. I enjoy our listeners, and I hope everybody enjoys listening to me rant or us rant. One odd end thing that we had going on is our new furniture came in, and you know, we were told by the sales guy, which we need to do that survey.
Yeah.
By the sales guy that, you know, when they bring our furniture, they'll haul our old furniture off.
Yeah, they specifically told us this.
Right. So they coming in like, okay, where's everything going? I'm like, okay, this is where this is going to go. You know, kitchen table here, living room furniture in here. And you guys are taking the stuff out, right? And he was like, no, we don't haul it off.
We were like,
I was
what?
Like, that's not what I was told. You know? And he was like, all we do are mattresses and box springs. I'm like, sorry, man. That's not what I was told. He was like, well, these salespeople, you know how they are. They always say, you know, say what they can say to get a sale. You know, I mean, if you haul it off or not haul off, that's not going to make me buy it or not.
Right.
But just the fact, and I was like, well, can you help me carry it out to the, you know, out to the, you know, the workshop?
Like, okay.
Yeah, I guess I can help you do that. Yeah, I guess you can, you know. But once they came and they set everything up, you know, we thought we had it the way we wanted. And then we did some, we changed around, what, like maybe twice, three times?
Yeah, we just kept putting it around. And finally, we got the what we wanted.
Right.
But I was getting like, okay, I'm just going to leave it where it is because I'm tired.
Yeah, you were like, this is heavy. I'm not used to real heavy furniture.
I'm like, this is heavy.
I'm not used to this quality furniture. And
Is that what I said?
No.
Just like that?
No. That's what I was thinking. And, I mean, even like our desk. I mean, we have furniture in here now that is like, in order to get it out the door, we take it apart. You know, and I'm just like, we're not going anywhere for a while. And so,
I love having the new furniture.
Yeah.
Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, I really enjoy it and everything.
And we're going to be doing a YouTube tour of the house. I'll do that probably tomorrow after work.
Yeah, because she didn't want to do it when it was empty.
I think I'll do it Saturday because the light will be nice.
And
I'll do it Saturday during the day.
I did the empty tour that I still need to put up. So I don't know if we can
Hopefully the empty tour will be up before the full tour.
Well, if it's not, we could just combine them together.
Fine.
You can do like before, then / after or something like that. But you have it on your computer, so I probably need you to move it over so I can take care of that.
Edit it. Slap something together.
Another odds and ends that I like to talk about is, what's up with the not jeggings, but what are those damn things called?
Just leggings.
Them leggings.
I call them tights. Cause
no pants is what you call them.
Yes, there are all these girls walking around with these leggings. These skin-tight leggings are in now. And they have no pants on.
And they're not
it's
even...
It's like, go home and put on some pants.
They're not even wearing like a big sweater over it either.
No.
And it's like when I see it, I start laughing. Because I think it's funny.
Okay, I'm sorry. If you wear those, you have no pants on. If you're my friend, I will tell you, you are not wearing any pants. Go home and put on some pants.
Put on pants. I mean, put on some pants. It makes me laugh, though.
Jay always points it out to me and starts giggling.
I do. Like a little kid, man. It's just hilarious, you know.
Yep. And another odd and end, Paul and Storm are coming to Nerdtacular 2012.
Ooh, Nerdtacular.
So if you want to see them and if you want to see us, come on down to Eagle Mountain, Utah.
And if you're watching the video, I stole Renee's Nerdtacular 2011 poster.
That's okay. I can always steal it back.
Yeah, I'm giving back to you. I mean, because
I appreciate that.
You
like
at least
that.
Have that nice, you know, nice closet.
Nice closet door that we're gonna replace and or repaint.
No, we'll probably replace it and everything. But yeah, so I think that's gonna be a show for us today.
It's awesome. It's an awesome show.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to get a little, ice cream from Pie Kitchen. Go pick up our We've Mood postcards.
Yeah.
Pick up our new mailing labels.
All right.
So maybe you'll be lucky enough to get one from us.
Maybe. If we have your address.
Or maybe you don't
want
one.
We might not have your address.
Yeah, we might not have your address.
Some people might not want one.
Yeah.
Junk man.
Might be some people we don't want to know.
If you want to reach us by email, not real mail, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast.
You can also call us. You can call us at 415-75-V-CAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. My Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That is THECAOBOY. And if you would like to reach Renee's Twitter feed, that is The Ice Flow. THECICEFLOW. Hopefully our lawyer will call so you can get your middle name back.
Yep, I want my middle name back.
And we're gonna bring Sexy back and get her middle name back. Well, you all have a great week and be looking for some videos from us, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
You can talk, son. You can talk. You may speak now.
Okay, so I won't touch it.